shrimp, a Puget Sound shrimp fishery briefing. Now, I want to ask again, we're about an hour behind, so we got to move along. Yeah. Joe's going to sleep over there, and a little early, Joe.
I can liven it up if you want.
Okay, so I'll dive right into this. So again, this is the report for the 2016 Puget Sound shrimp fishery. So the key elements are there's a shrimp policy adopted by the commission, 3610. This reports out the performance and harvest of the 2016 Puget Sound commercial and recreational spot shrimp fisheries. Region 1 West and 3 spot shrimp fishery, adjustments to the 2017 fishery, and performance and harvest of the commercial and recreational non-spot fisheries. So this is kind of complicated. There's about 80 shrimp species in Puget Sound. We're focusing on 4 species that have some commercial or recreational interest. The big one on the bottom is the target species, spot prawns. A lot of interest in spot prawns on both the recreational and commercial side. And then there's some non-spot shrimp species that are also taken, the three species above. So the policy, there is a revised shrimp policy adopted by the commission in 2012. It serves to preserve, protect, and perpetuate Puget Sound shrimp resources, provide for recreational and commercial fisheries that are consistent with conservation goals. The allocation objective for all of Puget Sound for spot shrimp is 70% recreational, 30% commercial, taking into account regional differences. The management strategy for Puget Sound non-spot is 80% commercial, 20% recreational opportunity of the state share of the quota. The management strategy for Puget Sound non-spot trawl fishery is restricted to regions 1 and 3 for commercial harvest only. So the recreational spot shrimp fishery, as you probably know, is extremely popular throughout Puget Sound. In the shrimp world, it's divided into 6 management regions. The policy provides commercial and recreational opportunity in regions 1 and 3, which is San Juan Islands and the Strait of Juan de Fuca. Regions 2, 4, 5, and 6 are reserved for recreational harvest only. Annual harvest quotas and regionals are captured in regional state tribal harvest plans. And so the reporting out, here is the state tribal harvest over the years from 2003 to 2016. Kind of similar to crab, there's states taking a little bit more in most years, but we're approaching equity in most of those years. Spot shrimp harvest by recreational and commercial. The policy was adopted in 2012 as a reminder, so the recreational shares went up pretty significantly after that policy was developed, and we're approaching the 70% target over the last 4 years. Getting into the state commercial spot, let me back up a second. So right now we're at a level of about, for 2016, about 65%. So we haven't quite reached that 70% target. Moving on to commercial fishing, the X vessel landing values are recorded here. And again, there was a drop in the landed values for between 2015 and 2016. And similar to crab, that's based on two things. One is a reduction in price, and two is the reduction in landings. So the value in 2015 was slightly over $1 million, and in 2016 it's slightly below $1 million. So this chart represents, or it shows the different regions and the policy percentages. So region 1, the recreational target is about 80%. Region 2, recreational is 100%. Region 3, which is the Strait, there's not as much recreational interest out there, and the target percentage is 22%. In areas 4, 5, and 6, the recreational target is 100%. So in 2014 through 16, this shows the percentages of the target that were reached. So there was a dramatic increase in Region 1, where we saw 75% taken in Region 1 recreational spot, and that closely approaches the 80% target. And on balance overall, as I mentioned, we reached about 65%, and the target is 70%. So there's still some work to do on the recreational side to actually take that 70%, and most of that is effort and interest in the recreational fishery. So this chart points to the number of harvest days. In Region 1, it's divided up by regulation into 1 West and 1 East. So it shows here that 1 East recreational days opened increased slightly from 13 to 18. In 1 West, it was reduced from about 137 to 76. And in Region 3, it was also reduced from 137 to 91. So what explains this is that in this area, the 2015 daily catch limit was 80 shrimp. In 2016, that was increased to 120 shrimp. So the reduced days actually reflects a increase in the daily harvest. So people were catching more on a given day, and that reduced the number of days that were fished. This shows the boat counts. So somebody mentioned earlier that over the course of the season, the interest seems to fade. So in May and June, a lot of interest, about 25 boats in Region 1 West in May, and then that drops down. And Region 3, by comparison, is a much smaller effort. So Region 3 is the Strait of Juan de Fuca. There just isn't as much recreational effort out in the Strait. And then over the course of the season, that drops down. So harvests and seasons. The recreational fishery took the quota in 1 East in 18 days. So that was a pretty significant amount of effort. In Regions 3 and 1 West, recreational limits were raised. I'm sorry, that wasn't 120, it was 160 on June 1st. So the fishery started in May. On June 1st, we raised the daily catch to 160, and that had the desired effect of recreational harvesters taking more of the quota, and that's what got us closer to that 65% overall. So the recreational fishery is open in Region 3 for 91 days and in Region 1 West for 76 days, so lots of opportunity during the summer. Recreational share was 32,000 in 1 West and was caught by July 28th. Most of the recreational share of 25,000 pounds in Region 3 was caught by August 14th. So provided, at least for a large part of the summer, a good opportunity. And about 2,000 pounds of recreational spot share was released to the commercial fishery in Region 3 in 2016. So adjustments for 2017, Region 1 West and Region 3, again the San Juans and the Strait, are open daily for recreational harvest starting on May 6th. So we're now into that season for 2017. That's how we know this specific information. Spot shrimp daily limit is 120 in Region 1 West and 3. So as you recall, last year it was 160. There was some complaints, concerns about the season not lasting long enough or going through the entire month of August. So that's why that was dropped back to 120. And any unutilized recreational harvest from Region 1 West and 3 will be provided to the commercial fishery. Now we're getting into those other three shrimp species, the non-spots. So up to now, it's been primarily talking about spot prawn or spot shrimp fishing. Here's the non-spot trawl fishery. Here it shows the quotas. So fairly low quotas except in Region 3. So the eastern section of Region 3, there's 560,000 pounds of quota available, 100,000 pounds in the central part of the strait. So pretty significant quota. There are five transferable permits in the trawl fishery. Four of these have been active, and two of these fish in the strait. As I mentioned before, the fishery is in regions 1 and 3 only. They're, for the non-spot fishery, they're not allowed to retain any spot shrimp. There is, for ESA species, there's a requirement to have an observer on board for a portion of the fishing that occurs. So we get two things out of this ESA observation. We get actual take of ESA species, but then we also get an estimate of spot shrimp that are taken in these trawl fisheries. So it's actually good information for us to see what our bycatch of spot shrimp is in the non-spot trawl fishery. There was in the last couple years, 2014 and 2015, an increase in spot bycatch in the trawl fishery. So in 2015, one of our harvesters installed an exclusion device, and this shows the nature of the device. A grate is installed in the trawl. It excludes larger animals, including large spot shrimp and fish species and other large material. So this was a very effective device. This fisher had a trawl made specifically for this purpose, and it reduced the bycatch to close to zero. State non-spot shrimp trawl fishery quota and harvest for 2006 through 2016, you can see the quota is 816,000 pounds. The non-spot fishery is kind of a marginal fishery economically, so harvesters will go out depending on market conditions, and that accounts for why this quota is largely underutilized for the trawl fishery. A lot of permutations. Non-spot shrimp pot fishery. So here's the quotas for the pot fishery. Pretty small quotas. There's six management regions, as previously indicated. It's been limited entry since 2001. There's 18 transferable commercial permits for both non-spot and spot shrimp fishing. There's been a recent increase in participation by treaty tribes. It's been very low level for treaty tribes and very low recreational effort. Here's the non-spot shrimp pot fishery quota and harvest. Quota is about 71,000 pounds, 71,500 pounds. And again, this is an underutilized resource because of the marginal conditions in the marketplace and also the low recreational interest in this fishery. The landings have been pretty small. So in summary, trying to get us back on time, recreational shrimp fisheries were open in all Puget Sound regions by policy. The overall target is 70% for spot fishing. Overall, the recreational fishery harvested 65% of the state's spot shrimp quota. The recreational fishery was able to catch the spot shrimp harvest target in 1 West and Region 3, San Juan's and Strait, and there was no transfer of recreational share to commercial fishery in late August as in previous years. So we've had some success in targeting the recreational spot fishery in San Juan's and the Strait of Juan de Fuca. So adjustments were made in the 2017 fishery to better target the 70% increase in the length of the season, opening more days per week, and the daily limits to regions 1 and 3 were revised to provide more summertime opportunity. The commercial non-spot fisheries occurred in regions 1 and 3 as per policy, and these fisheries are currently underutilizing the non-spot quota.
Mr. Baker.
If the recreational fishers do not meet their 70% quota and the commercials fish later, are they permitted to take that 5%?
So this policy provides for a region-by-region look at abundance and allocation. So the overall Puget Sound policy is 70% recreational, which we haven't quite met. But for a given region, there's different targets for recreational and commercial. And region by region, if the recreational fishery doesn't hit its target, then those shares can be released to the commercial fishery. And it varies by region from 5 to 10% of that share.
Thank you.
Mr. Thorburn.
In the non-spot trawl fishery, what are other ways of avoiding bycatch besides we've only got one fisher who's using the grate? Is it a fishing location or you're just risking taking that bycatch?
So there's a stratification by depth. Mm-hmm. So if you're fishing non-spots, you're fishing in pretty deep waters. So there is a difference in habitat. Mm-hmm. And the bycatch, as it is very low. So there's not much spot shrimp bycatch. This was just an additional effort that was taken by this one fisher to bring it even lower.
Okay.
Well, in addition to just spot shrimp bycatch, is there other significant bycatch at that depth?
I'm not aware of significant bycatch.
Okay.
But I can get that information. And get back to you on that.
Interesting. Again, I don't know the depth, and I don't know what species exist at that depth, but if there's a way to leave those fish unharmed through the addition of this gate, it would be nice to have more than one boat using it.
Yeah, I'll compile that information and get that to you.
Thank you.
Any other questions by anyone? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I think you're filling the shoes nicely. Mm-hmm.